We've talked a lot about the different Azure SQL deployment options and the SQL Server options, but what are all the offerings from SQL from edge to cloud? Learn more in this episode of Data Exposed. Hi, I'm Anna Hoffman, and welcome to this episode of Data Exposed. Today, I'm joined by Bob Ward, a principal architect on the Azure Data team. Thanks for joining us today, Bob.
Hey, Anna. Thanks for having me today. Pretty excited to be on your show. You know, you're kind of a celebrity now with this Data Exposed show. It's about time I finally showed up on this thing.
I don't know about that, but we're really excited to have you on the show. Yeah. Today, we're going to be talking about Azure SQL from edge to cloud. And that's kind of a big span of places to be. So before we get into that, I just wanted to ask you, Bob, you know, can you share with us a little bit of like the history of SQL and how we kind of got to where we are today?
Sure. And I got a surprise for you. So right here on camera in front of you, there's these things that you don't know what they're called. They're called diskettes. They were actually made before you were born. Actually, these four things right here in 1993 is what I was handed when I joined Microsoft. And this is how you installed SQL Server on OS2, SQL Server 1.1 on OS2. SQL was a departmental server back in those days. But we had an amazing group of people that decided, quite frankly, with the backing of people like Bill Gates, to make this an amazing product. And that journey of SQL Server versions just kept growing and growing and growing. And we got this reputation for ease of use, low cost. And then we just started really knocking out of the park when it comes to making this really an enterprise class product. And quite frankly, if you think about SQL as a modern platform today, it's a real force in the industry.
Thanks, Bob. And you know, as we've kind of gone through the years, we've even gone to Azure SQL, newer versions of SQL Server, but I've even heard about, you know, this idea of IoT or the idea of running Azure SQL, SQL Server on the edge. Is that true? Can you tell us a little more about that?
Sure, Anna. You know, I've brought to you a picture today. I'm going to paint a picture for where everywhere SQL lives. And if it's going to be from SQL Edge to the cloud, it starts with Azure SQL Edge, which we announced this past May at Build. This is SQL Server running on a footprint, Anna, small enough to run on a drone or on a robot or a small device. Wow. But it is the power of the SQL Server engine allowing us to do processing at the IoT edge itself. But it includes with some amazing technology like built-in streaming, machine learning, data retention, all those kind of type things. So Azure SQL Edge is the SQL Server core engine, but we're just trying to find a way to bring that processing power, you know, down to where the IoT device lives itself. Now, last year in 2019, we announced the latest version of SQL Server, SQL Server 2019, with all sorts of amazing functionality like intelligent query processing, accelerated database recovery, amazing data virtualization capabilities, along with this technology called a big data cluster, where we are going to take SQL Server and run a complete analytics platform running on powered by Kubernetes, but integrated where we even install a Hadoop cluster with SQL. So SQL Server 2019 was a powerful release for us last November. People are still talking about it, asking me a lot of questions about how do I take advantage of SQL 19. And SQL 19 is going to run wherever you need it, right? It could be in the cloud. It could be on your data center. It could be on Windows. Or if you look to the right here, it could be SQL Server on Linux. A lot of people running SQL 19 run this on Windows, but a lot of people still ask me and don't even know we've got a full version of SQL Server on Linux that we started in the journey in SQL 17. And that runs on all your favorite distributions, Ubuntu, SUSE, and Red Hat. Well, along that journey, we brought containers into the fold. So now SQL Server running in a container environment, giving you that amazing simplified deployment experience, is a very popular way to run SQL Server. And then if you're going to run containers, how do you do it at scale? We support SQL Server running on Kubernetes. And SQL Server Big Data Cluster is an example of doing that. So if you look across the top right here, you've got the edge, and now you're into your data centers where you're going to run SQL 19 on Windows, SQL Server on Linux, SQL Server containers, or in Kubernetes. At the bottom of this screen, in my picture I'm painting for you, we'll talk about Azure SQL. Anna, you and I have spent a lot of time talking about Azure SQL over the last several months. And from left to right, it starts with running SQL Server on Azure Virtual Machines. This is where you have access to the complete control of the guest operating system. You pick your SQL Server version. You pick your operating system type, Windows versions, Linux versions. You control the guest OS. We will manage the infrastructure, though. That's why it's called infrastructure as a service. We will own the host. We will own the storage, the networking, and you just bolt into that. Now, we're going to give you some advantages for running in the cloud. We're going to give you managed backups. We're going to give you automated security updates and a very integrated experience to run performant through Azure storage. If you move from left to right, though, in the Azure SQL family, you have something called an Azure SQL Managed Instance. This is where you don't care about the operating system. You don't care about the virtual machine. In fact, you want us to manage all of those things. You just want a SQL Server instance. And you want those surface level features like SQL Server Agent or Database Mail or Broker, but you want platform as a service capabilities like automated HADR. You want SLAs. You want a very simplified deployment experience. And we give that with Managed Instance. The little icon to the right is something called a managed instance pool, where you can have much more dense version of these instances, which is going to give you a very simplified, lower core options, even a faster deployment and configuration experience. And to the far right is your most managed offering for Azure SQL called Azure SQL Database, where now you have choices of elastic pools, hyperscale, serverless. This is, you just worry about the database. You don't even worry about the instance behind the scenes of SQL Server. We manage all of that. So think of the idea of a contained database, and that is what you deal with. Again, you want those PaaS capabilities. You want simplified deployment. You want automated built-in HADR. You want even things like automatic tuning. We can help you manage indexes. So that's Azure SQL Database. Now, if you think about these two worlds, your world on top, your on-premises world, at the bottom, our Azure SQL world, how do you meet in the middle? So we've introduced this year two announcements of services called Azure Arc. Now, Arc not being like a circle, like a half a circle, Arc being a way to arc between two worlds. You have Azure Arc enabled SQL Server, where you can run Azure services in your data center with your existing deployment of SQL Server, connect to the Azure world, and get things like advanced threat protection type services or integration with other Azure resources in the Azure portal. And then there's Azure Arc data services, where we're going to give you kind of the managed instance concept, more of like what you see in the Azure SQL cloud, and that kind of more that PaaS type capability. But you see here, I've got the Kubernetes symbol. This is where we're going to use the power of Kubernetes to build a complete platform in your environment where you run, but again, give you that feeling of Azure SQL. Now, if you look across all of this, this is kind of overwhelming, but look at all the different places where SQL now exists, whether it be in your data center, in the cloud, or hybrid environments. I'm sure you want some commonality here. And so if you think about languages, the popular T-SQL language runs across all of this. And you want machine learning, so Python and R with things like SQL machine learning services also exist across these properties. What about tools? You're used to using Management Studio, or maybe our new tool, Azure Data Studio. All of these tools connect across anything you see on the screen. So it gives you that same experience you're used to using from a tool perspective. And then finally, I've got this question a lot. Is this the same SQL Server running in every one of these icons? Anna, it is the same SQL Server engine that comes with security, performance, and availability, which is the meat and potatoes of SQL Server. It is the same core engine running, whether it's the edge or in the cloud or even in Azure Arc. This is an amazing transformation of a departmental server that ran on a bunch of diskettes many years ago, now to, quite frankly, Anna, a force in the industry, and it is SQL Edge to the cloud.
Thanks, Bob. You know, I think this was like a great overview of not only all the different offerings that we have as a team, as a SQL team, and as a SQL organization, but also the commonality that you see between each of these deployment options. And, you know, we've talked about this a little bit, how, you know, it's just SQL. And I think that's a really big advantage to this you know, scene that you've painted for us. And I really like this picture. I think it was probably the fastest what to use when, but it was very clear to me. So I appreciate that. You know, if viewers want to learn more, you know, what would you say, where should they start?
Yeah, it's hard to start, right? Like, there's so much stuff to choose. What should I do? If you think just about Azure SQL itself on the bottom there, you and I've spent quite a few months doing a lot of content in the form factor you want to learn with. So Azure SQL Fundamentals on Microsoft Learn, Azure SQL for Beginners on YouTube, or even our very popular GitHub site called aka.ms SQL Workshops. It literally has training on anything you see here on the screen. So we have a lot of different places where you can go and find more information about anything we're seeing here. And it's just going to get bigger and better. And we're going to continue to build content. And I love the way you phrased it. We're going to build content to make sure you understand how to run SQL in a specific form factor where you need it. But we're always going to give you that common thread of it's just SQL. It's the SQL language. It's the database engine you know and love, built and run best in the environment where you need it.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for being on the show, Bob. I know I appreciated it. I'm sure our viewers did as well. For our viewers, if you like this video, please like this video, leave us some sort of comment, and we hope to see you next time on Data Exposed.